And with a quick look at headlines from around the state and your local news, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in the KTOO newsroom. Six candidates are seeking three Juneau area seats in the Alaska legislature. We asked them, what do you consider the essential services the state should be responsible for, and is there anything the state is doing now that you think it should not be doing? Here's how they answered at an October 9th forum we hosted with the Juneau Empire and the League of Women Voters of Juneau.
I'm Jesse Keel. I'm running for the Alaska State Senate in Senate District Q.
It's essential that the state prepare the next generation, and that includes a strong education from pre-K through the university system. It's essential that the state protect public safety. That includes police. It includes addiction treatment. It also includes our courts and our prosecutors and public defenders. It's essential that the state take care of rules within the business environment, specifically to protect health, safety, and welfare. And I'm keen to point out that our occupational licensing rules should never be licenses to print money, just making sure that people have adequate training and that we have a way to take care of the occasional unethical actor. I think it's the lack of long-term thinking that can lead to waste in government. For instance, we just heard Marine Highway System decide that they want to use two day boats in a wildly new way at a cost of $15 million a vessel.
My name is Chris Diamond, and I'm running as an independent candidate to represent all of the residents of District 33.
So education is the single biggest investment we make in this state. That is planning for our future and preparing our children for the future. That is priority number one. We have got to make sure that we're funding education so that every child can grow up to be a success in this state. I'll agree with Jesse that public safety should be a huge thing that we're funding in this state, as well as our infrastructure. If we want private businesses to invest in this community and in this state, we have to make sure that our roads, our bridges, our schools, all of our public buildings and pieces of infrastructure are maintained and developed, and it will inspire and invite private investment in this state so we can continue to thrive.
I'm Sarah Hannon, and I'm running for House District 33. Well, of course, our essential services, some of them are mandated in the state constitution, education being one of them, and I think that we need to address education at a much earlier age. We're one of the few states, kindergarten is not required by our state, but we've been covering it, and I would like to see us extend the state supporting preschool programs across the state. I think that's where we get the most efficiencies and long-term educational gain. I think in that age group, we start to identify some very other early expensive services of healthcare needs. I think across the state, we have a severe lack of addressing mental health services, and we need to make sure that we're doing that as soon as we can identify them at the community level.
This is Jerry Nan Curvis, candidate for House District 34.
Infrastructure, vitally important. Education is essential. We need to continue to do that. Public safety is very important. And along with infrastructure, that includes the Alaska Marine Highway. And the difficulty is going to be convincing the rest of the people in the state that don't utilize the Marine Highway, that that is our highway, and that is our life's blood that connects us all. And while it takes a lot of money to do that, it is critically important to the survival of all the Southeast communities is that we have that ferry system and that we have it adequately funded with ships that work properly.
My name is Andy Story, and I'm running for State House in District 34. Public safety, if people do not feel safe, whether they're in school or in our communities, it's hard to learn, it's hard to function at all. And so public safety is very important. Education is. It's an economic driver. It brings back dollars into our communities. And of course, the early funding we can do is critical. It saves money inside the K-12 program. I also think it's critically important that we go back to local capital projects. That's what grows jobs. And it also takes care of infrastructure needs. It can help us diversify, and we can do some renewable projects around the state. And healthcare is so important. If we can free up dollars in healthcare, that can go a long ways to helping with our public employees' benefit packages and being used in other ways.
I'm Don Etheridge, running as an independent for Senate seat Q. I think the public safety education, including vocational training to folks, is very important for us. Public safety is definitely got to be right up to the top, because knocking on doors, that's what you see, security systems everywhere. People are afraid to open their doors. That's not right. We can't have that going. And the Marine Highway System is definitely the lifeblood of most of Southeast Alaska. So we've got to keep that system in operation and make it dependable again, and not having ships break down on a continuous basis. I think that's going to be a major priority of most of us in Southeast.
Juno Compost, the city's only composting service, might be getting a new home in coming months at a city-owned gravel pit in Lemon Creek. The company's owner and sole employee, Lisa Doherty, currently maintains her compost pile on a property out at 25 Mile.
There's no composting option unless you do it yourself, and I think a lot of people think that you can't do it in Juno because it rains and because we have bears, and yeah, so people are kind of weary about doing it at home, or maybe they just don't even have the space or time to do it. And so I kind of had my compost system dialed and thought, well, geez, I should share this.
Doherty currently picks up food scraps from households and businesses around Juno and brings them back to her property to compost. Right now, she collects from about 160 customers, but says that the new site will allow her to accommodate more compost material.
The main difference is that it's a central location, so I'm going to be able to change kind of how I run my business.
That means customers will also be able to drop off compost on their own, which they can't do now. At the current location near the Home Depot, Doherty also says it will be easier to obtain wood chips and other carbon material, an essential ingredient for compost piles.
I'm hoping just by being able to secure extra yard debris and things like wood chips in the centralized location, then I'll be able to process more food scraps. Because now I can't really accept huge generators like I couldn't take Costco or Fred Meyer's or things like that, just because you can't just pile food scraps in a pile and say it's compost. You know, you have to mix it with other things.
So far, the Juno Lands and Resources Office and the Assembly Lands Committee have supported Doherty's idea. Lands and Resources Manager Greg Cheney says that the next step is an Assembly vote at their November 5th meeting.
Oh, I'm expecting that this will be well received by the Assembly. It meets Assembly goals of trying to reduce input into the landfill.
If the Assembly votes to proceed, the City Planning Commission will draft an ordinance to specify the terms of the lease, and that will go back to the Assembly for final approval. If everything goes well, Cheney says, Juno Compost could be at its new site by next spring. Juno Compost is an underwriter for KTOO. Currently 46 degrees in downtown Juno, or rather at the Juno International Airport, mostly cloudy. The extended forecast for tonight has a 100% chance of rain.